Coming live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a festive beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to the Panthers Den at Delta High School as we begin the 4-H State Girls Tournament. I'm alongside Vaughn Mitchell up here in our perch behind the scores table. The Panthers are 17-5, group seed, and on a 15-game winning streak. As long as they continue to win, Vaughn, they'll have home court until the Elite Eight.
That sounds good. When I saw this matchup and you pull up Inglewood's record, they're 17-6, and you're like, what? How are we the 8 seed playing a 25 with the same record? And a guy like me, I mean, you hear Inglewood, anybody that's been around for a while, Inglewood was huge. So I pulled up the enrollment today. Only 519 kids going to school in Inglewood anymore. But they are in a league with Arvada, Middle Park. So, you know, I'm kind of wondering how this is going to work. You can't tell very much from warm-up. So I'm real curious about this being an 825. But let's see if that RPI actually means something. And the foreknowledge of Chassa is more than what I'd be thinking it is right now. So
the Pirates are on a 5-game winning streak. Of course, Delta, a 15-game winning streak. They haven't lost since pretty much they started after the holiday break.
How about that? And schedule all that challenging competition really before Christmas time.
Yep. So Inglewood does have a couple of juniors, Jonay Harris and Alex Harkness, who both average double digits in scoring and lead the team in boards as well. So we'll just have to see how these teams match up. We'll take a break. We'll hear from head coach Kyle Crowder afterwards. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a must-be sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Kyle, you closed out the season with an undefeated league record, up to a 15-game winning streak now, 8th seed in the playoffs. We welcome Inglewood. You know, I thought the girls in this last game probably played one of the most complete and best games they played all season.
I agree. You know, we're definitely that team that we're at the point where we have a ton of experience. We have a lot of things really going for us. The chemistry has just gotten better and better over the weeks. And so I feel like all the girls are playing at a really high level. They kind of know what the expectation is. And, you know, everybody's showing up and doing their job. You know, we share the ball so well, and people are just making the plays that we need to make this a real good, complete team, which, I mean, that's going to make us dangerous come playoff time.
And what's been nice is, you know, down the stretch with us winning games by the margin we have, some of those younger players that, you know, may not have been able to get into the game had the games been closer has been able to get that experience, you know, like Paige Kaymeyer, Lily Nelson, players like that, that wouldn't necessarily get as much playing time as gotten that playing time.
Yeah, you know, we're in a pretty unique situation. I mean, we're 11 deep, honestly, and we could bring up some more JD kids if we really needed that could compete pretty much every single game in our league. I mean, we know that we got a lot of really good kids in our program right now. But you know, that just shows that these kids have just come so far as individuals that we're really starting to see what they're capable of. And, you know, losing big players like we have the last couple of years, you know, we don't rebuild, you know, we just plug and play with the next kid up. Which is pretty special, and I think all those kids getting that kind of experience right now, I mean, bodes well for next year because they are the next kids to get plugged in and kind of do the next thing.
So like I mentioned, we've got Englewood to start out. Don't know a whole lot about them. Obviously, we don't see them on a fairly regular basis. What do you know? What have you seen on film? What can you expect?
You know, I think they're a team, there's a little bit of chaos to their game. Every single person that is on the floor is a shooter. So they're all going to be kids that we got to worry about putting the ball up in the air. I mean, they can definitely make it from anywhere. So we just got to make sure that we play within our means. They're definitely going to try to press us and try to speed up the game at times. I think that kind of plays into their style of game. So we just got to control ourselves in the press and make sure that we're making good decisions. And if we can execute good passing like we have all season, I mean, it's going to lead to easy buckets. And, you know, that's kind of our thing is if we can make buckets, we know we play harder on the defensive end, which just creates more scoring opportunities.
This will be the fifth year making it to the playoffs in a row that we're attempting to get to the Elite Eight. If we do, it will be the fifth year in a row. It's kind of the expectation, I think, is to make it at least that far. How far realistically do you think this team can go?
Oh, I think it's definitely, you know, we could go as far as we potentially want. You know, these kids, we just have a really good team atmosphere right now, you know, and they believe in each other and they definitely feel like that, you know, when we get in those situations, we can work together and we can accomplish anything. So I definitely think this team is a team that could go all the way, you know, and I mean, I think that, you know, having these games at home are a great opportunity for us because, you know, we play well at home. We're undefeated in the last 3 years. So, I mean, it's setting us up well to walk into that grade 8 game if we can get there. You know, I think that these kids can definitely succeed at that level. We're going to have to play a little more error-free than we have in the past, you know, clean up a little bit, you know, take care of the ball and finish some shots. But, you know, this team is a very talented and experienced team. And I think, you know, if people overlook us, they're going to be in for some.
Sounds good. Good luck in this thing, Ocha.
Thank you, Mark.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all. And on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Thank you.
Mark Tanner back with you here with Javon Mitchell in the Panther Den, and we'll take a look at the lineups now for both of these teams, starting with the Delta Panthers. We'll start with the reserves. We've got number 3, Paige Kaymeyer, number 4, Bailey Wilson, number 13, Breezy Huff, number 15, Brayden Allburn, number 23, Avery Frazier, and number 24, Lily Nelson. The reserves for the Pirates, let's do the starters for Delta. How's that sound? Give you number 2, Aubrey Frazier, number 10, Ellie Ames, number 11, Kylie Huff, number 12, Taylor Summers, and number 14, Tatum Miller. Now the reserves for the Inglewood Pirates. Number 10, Olga Gutierrez. Number 13, Samantha Vasquez. Number 24, Liliana Benekan. And number 32, Jernay Harris. Starters for the Pirates. Number 5, Alex Harkness. Number 3, Leia Moore. Number 2, Amber Cruz. Number 30, Naomi Vasquez. And number 42, Julia Moore. So, finishing up the lineups here in the gym with PA announcer Paul Sheen. And so far from these girls from Englewood warming up, Vaughn, what do you think?
We're going to see you have to get tapped, my friend. I mean, I have often tried to figure things out from warm-ups, and I'm maybe one for the lifetime on that. Once in a while, you can see things. You pick up little things, lack of enthusiasm, that lack of effort. I remember watching a team from Juni, from Buena Vista, that did not warm up real tough over at the state tournament. They were coached by their dad, teacher's name Wood, and then the ball went up and they were live, one average 24 a game, 122 a game. Nobody on this Inglewood team's averaging that, no kids. In fact, one of them, I think, became the all-time leading scorer in the history of Colorado high school basketball. His brother ended up playing Division I linebacker at CSU, so we're talking about some real live athletes, but you can't tell from warm-ups. That's why you got to go play the game.
You know, looking at our girls, we may have a little height on theirs. You know, they've got a couple girls, quite frankly, that are built a lot like Tucker Johnson.
We've got energy right now, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Unless that changes drastically, even on how you take the floor and so on. So,
Nice crowd here tonight. A little, we got some kids in the student section. Nice to see here on winter break the parents on the other side, and we're getting ready to tip here as Ellie Ames will tip against Julia Moore. And Englewood going to control the tip with Cruz up ahead to Mora. Mora drives, finger roll, it's good.
And they're going to press right off the bat. 2-2-1 pressure. You know, Tatum Miller coming down, Kylie with the skipper.
Shot by Frazier didn't look good at all, no. Turnover to the Pirates.
Delta back in there, 2-3. What you used to see, and tried the little bounce pass by post. Got it, Mark.
Over to Mora. Mora drives baseline. Runner no good. Rebound by Summers. Summers out in front. Gets up ahead to Huff. Kicks it out to Ames. Ellie now over to Miller. Miller now at the top. Back out to Ames on the outlet. Ames at the top of the key.
Englewood's going to run a little 2-3 zone, too. Wide open shot for Tatum.
Three ball no good. Rebound Huff. Putback's no good. But you go to the line for 2 Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Kylie has been killing it on the offensive glass lately. She's doing a great job positioning herself. Got that one and got hacked trying to put it back up. Let's see if she shot some free throws here over these first couple days of break.
Yeah, she kind of struggled on Saturday with that. And we'll see if she improves here. Oh, rattled it in and out. Couldn't get it. There it is. So, Englewood leads 2-1. Delta going to press a little bit now.
I like it. Really front-loaded. Here, travel. Missed it. Did not get it.
Summers knocks it out of bounds. Traveling a double dribble, both missed by the officials. Englewood maintains possession. Ball goes out into Cruz. Cruz gets a screen. Now into trouble. Steal by Summers. Up ahead to Huff. Huff in transition. Off the glass. It's good. Delta's got the one-point advantage. More pressure from Delta. Trapping Cruz. She breaks it. Gets it ahead to Harkness. Harkness out to Cruz. And a travel call.
Yeah, it got her that time. She's traveled twice already prior to that. Here's Englewood in the 2-2-1. Coach getting after it a little bit.
Miller gets the inbound. She'll bring it across the time frame. Actually, back to Summers. Gets it across. Great. Up ahead to Frazier. Kicks it back out to Miller. Miller over to Ames.
That was a 2-2-1 with no trap. They're just looking for tempo, trying to see if Delta will make a mistake.
Ames just in front of the arc. Jumper no good. Rebound Miller. Put back off the glass. No good. Rebound Summers. Knocks out. Batted around into the hands of Ames. Ellie kicks it out to Huff at the top. Huff dishes to Miller. Miller, back to win. Outlets from Ames. Ames over to Huff.
She's got to shoot that one, Mark.
Now Ellie.
Got an open 15-footer. That's the kind of shot you're going to need here in the postseason.
Three balls from Miller is an air ball out of bounds, and the whistle blows.
Call the push on Aubrey Frazier.
That'll be the Frazier's first.
She struggled with foul trouble lately, so it'd be good if we just got to see her stay out. Delta's actually going to go 1-2-2 here. Matching a four-cross set, and their pressure. Diagonal, that's a smart press break pass for Englewood. They're going to keep it on the deflection.
So both teams, you know, pressing, but both teams also breaking the press. So inbound goes to Mora, now to Cruz. Cruz, long pass over to
Harding. Travel. Harkness on her fourth travel of the game. Only one's been called, Taylor. Summers with a nice block, unselfish pass from Tatum, and Kylie missed his layup.
Rebound by Miller, and she took a shot in the back. It's going to be a foul on Englewood. Harkness just kind of clubbed Tatum in the back. And so it looks like we're going to get a substitution. Inbound goes to Huff. She'll drain it from just inside the arc on the right side.
She's got all five Panther points.
5:18 left in the first. Englewood with the ball. Now Mora, that's Cruz directing traffic. Gets the post. Now gets it underneath to Mora. She'll have the no hoop, but she'll have the harm.
Got that on Taylor. Englewood screening the top of the 2-3 zone and then rolling down. Number 42 right there, Julia Moore rolling down, ceiling on the low block. That's a pretty good play.
She'll clang it off the back iron.
Little flat. Got that one to go, though, Mark.
Ames, long pass up ahead. Breaking through. Frazier picks up her dribble.
Tough spot to do that. She just picked it up. I'd like to see Aubrey just go up and shoot it right there. 8-footer. Go off the glass. Here comes Avery Frazier in for her sis.
Delta has the ball on the jump. Lob inbound to Huff. Now Summers. 15-footer is good.
Kylie with the assist. Third assisted bucket here so far. Nice jumper from Taylor. Timeout for Englewood.
So Delta leads 7-3, 4:54 left in the first. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in the Panthers Den, Mark Tanner and Vaughn Mitchell here with you. Delta looking to steal the inbound. They do. Huff in the paint, kicks it out to Ames. Ames now to Summers. Summers nearly has it knocked away, but she corrals it. Now over to Miller. Miller into Avery Frazier. Frazier back out to Summers. Summers. Now Ames. Left side to Miller. Miller in the paint. Runner good.
Nice. Going to need some of that penetration there. They get over to the state tournament. Tatum paying that bucket. It's going to help them out.
Cruz tries to drive base.
Oh, they called a block on Avery Frazier. Goodness.
Blocking foul on the floor was on Avery Frazier.
That'll be Avery's first.
Third, team foul.
Back out of bounds, guys. Moore hit the top of the backboard.
Delta got the rebound and Huff scores on the other end.
So you got seven here in the first quarter.
Huff poked it out of bounds on the inbound.
Here comes some subs for the Panthers.
Yeah, they're saying that Harkness is checking back in. Didn't get far enough into the scores table to check in, but Delta sends in Allberg, Breezy, and Bailey Wilson.
Really loading up this press. This is one of those presses that says, hey, the other team's not going to throw a baseball pass.
Miller knocks it out of bounds from behind. I'll tell you what, Harkness with a shove on Miller trying to create separation, put a forearm right in Tatum's gut. Cruz. Over to Harkness, three ball, and nothing but air. Allberg with the rebound. She's going to have it stolen.
First and Panther turnover, check that out. What have we said that 4 minutes into a game? We're up 11-3.
And a foul going to be called on Delta. Miller picks up her first. Fourth team foul for Delta. Englewood only has two. Inbound goes to Harkness. Harkness spots up for three. It's good. As Coach Crowder said in the pregame interview, they aren't shy about those. So
well,
Delta needs to be aware of.
And they're doing a nice job. Delta's doing a nice job. Tatum with the assist. Breezy up with the bucket.
And then apologized for it almost. Steal by Avery Frazier, and then she's fouled by Laura. Breezy made that shot from the free throw line and almost apologized for not passing.
I think of all Kyle's teams, this is his best passing team. These kids are so unselfish. They just treat each other that way.
3.5 left in the first. Wilson to Miller at the top. Back around to Breezy. Works it into Avery Frazier. Frazier turnaround.
Not in balance. Not in balance at all.
Englewood finally comes up with the basketball. Cruz up ahead. Excuse me, Harkness up ahead to Cruz, and the shot's no good. Rebound Delta. Miller, long pass up ahead to Frazier. Avery baseline tries to kick it underneath and
shoot it.
Out of bounds off of Harkness.
And she's got to shoot that ball. 8-footer. Shoot it.
So Delta will have possession. Wilson in the lane. Is going to be fouled.
That'll leave up the foul count, 4 apiece for both teams here. I'd like to see our kids just shoot these 10-footers. There's going to be a level of competition that they play. They got to knock those in. That's going to be the best shot you look at.
Naomi Vasquez checks back into the game for the Pirates. Huff, inbound to Miller. Miller. Over in the right corner, Breezy kicks it underneath to Allberg. Allberg backs away, gives it back out to Breezy. Off to Wilson. Wilson top of the key over to Miller, left elbow. Little ball fake, now drives, kicks it out to Breezy. That one was offline. Fight for the loose ball, and they're going to call Breezy up for the foul.
I don't know. I wouldn't have the patience to call that as an official. I would want to go home sooner than that. That's a tough tone. 9 fouls called here in just over 5 minutes of play.
Leilana Barkham, Panikam, excuse me, steps in for the Eagles.
People are calling for the hook on that Inglewood kid right there, but I did it. Let him play a little bit here.
Miller up ahead, underneath. Frazier can't get her hands on it, and we're going to get Audrey back in for Adrian.
Only the second Panther turnover. I like seeing that. We're up 13-6, 2:24 left in the first.
The Pirates team is showing toughness, showing some grit, you know. Ball gets poked out of bounds by Delta. I honestly don't know what I was expecting, but they're a little tougher than I expected, I guess.
Well, for a team at 17-6, I would have to think they would be, but possibly I have no idea what these other leagues are like.
Cruz brings it across the time strike for the Pirates. Over to Harkness. That one's going to be out of bounds. Kind of let that one sail.
Active hands from the top of Delta zone right there, just causing them some problems. Both teams still pressing. Inglewood hasn't tried to trap.
Allbird dribbles in, kicks it out to Breezy, long pass to Wilson. Wilson dribbles, baseline runner, can't get it. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession going to go to Inglewood. It looks like we're going to get Paige Kaymeyer into the game for the Panthers.
And we were talking about 10 kids in the backcourt here. I mean, this is an absolute call that we don't think you can throw the ball, and they didn't. She loaded up the catapult there for an overhead pass and threw it to the top of the key. Delta picked it off. Braden Albert just got fouled.
Yes.
We're banking that they can't throw a baseball pass, and they are proving us correct.
Braden kind of driven out of bounds there by number 10, Gutierrez.
Sickers. Inglewood turnover. We got to shoot the ball here, Mark. Aubrey Frazier turning it over.
Frazier would have been better off dribbling, lobbed it into a double team, and turned it over. Back on the other end, the Pirates throw to play again. So, tip for that on the turnovers. Delta moving right to left, by the way. Breezy has it knocked away again. Turnover. And
she fouled her.
Yeah.
That's going to be 6-5 on the foul count, so still not in the 1-on-1, but we're getting way closer than we were the other night. We were deep into the second quarter, and we still weren't into the 1-on-1. Tonight, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Weak inbound, but far in the can. Comes up with it, can't get the shot to go, rebound Frazier. She'll give it up to Kaymeyer.
There now. We go. I like Frazier. It. Aubrey shot it, missed it, okay. Inglewood got the rebound. That's just their third rebound on the night.
Some sloppy dribbling there by Gutierrez. They work it around the perimeter to the Pirates, and Harkness going to be called for the travel. The other freshman, Lily Nelson, checks into the game. Actually, she's the only freshman. I thought Kaymeyer was a freshman. She's actually a sophomore. Wilson bounces it ahead to Frazier. Frazier, long pass to Lily. Back out to Wilson, just in front of the arc. Jumper good.
Nice assist to Lily. Nice little bucket from Bailey, and I want to compliment Paige Kaymeyer for breaking that press right there. She did a nice job. Delta's up 15-6.
Pass over to Cruz. Left side, Cruz. Started by Wilson. Tries to lob it in to Fanikam and has it knocked away. Delta with the basketball on one underneath. Willie Nelson with the bucket. Give the assist to Frazier. And a steal by Wilson on the inbound. Gets it to Nelson. She goes underneath. She's to the left of the lane. Kaymeyer shot's no good. Harkness out in front. She's going to go off the glass. Go
wow.
To the bucket.
A little bit of speed right there. She beat him in a foot race down the floor.
a little surprising from what we've seen so far. Ball is going to go out of bounds on Delta as they tried to work it across the tight stripe. Yeah.
Five Panther turnovers, 6.1 left here in the first quarter. Delta's up 17-8.
Samantha Vasquez will check into the game for the Pirates. Long inbound to Frazier and a collision. Frazier picks it up. 1 second left, and it's going to end the first quarter. Delta leads 17-8. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowd's Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Danner, Vaughn Mitchell, back to doing the Panther Den as we start the second quarter. Delta with possession. Ames gets the inbound, brings it across the time, strikes into Kylie Huff. Back around to Miller. Miller
nice play. Oh, missed the shot. Adrian missed the shot. Taylor got the rebound. That is a sweet play. Assist to Coach Crowder on that one. I like that play a lot.
Summers to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Taylor gets the first. Increases Delta's lead to 10.
Nice.
James the second.
Two good strokes. Delta's 3 or 4 from the stripe so far today.
And that's something Delta's kind of, they've had a weakness. Up, steals the basketball. Kylie on the other
good end. Long dribble. I wish she hadn't called that on the floor. It's going to be 1-1. But Kylie had the bucket. That was a great dribble. Pushed it out in front of her and went and caught it like a track star. Eleventh Inglewood turnover, and Delta's going to the line for 1-1.
Coming down the stretch, what I was saying is that Delta had a weakness. It was from the charity stripe. They really kind of struggled there tonight a little better. And just as I say that, Hop misses it. Rebound by Moore, but she's going to travel, and Delta will have the ball under, or right in front of the Inglewood bench.
5 rebounds for Inglewood and 12 turnovers.
Taylor Summers, left corner, top of the key, Hop up, kicks it underneath to Frey. Avery misses the bunny. And then ball's thrown out of bounds. As Cruz ends up in Coach Crowder's wife's lap up there on the far sideline, trying to make the save. Aims for 3 from the right side, no good. Rebound by Cruz. Cruz 1-on-2, can't get the lay-in. Rebound by Huff. She's fouled and go to the line for 1-1.
Kylie becoming the southern end. She's got 4 boards tonight. She's got 7 points so far. She's played a good game. Hustle down to the southern end. She's got 1-1 again. Come on, youngster.
First one from Kylie. Can't get it to go.
It's confidence. It's confidence. She's got to get up there and get her feet set and let it go. Quit thinking so much. She's one out of four today.
Cruz runs into a trap. It's knocked away by Huff. Picked up by Summers. Summers up ahead to Kylie. Kylie gets the bucket hoop in the horn.
Nice pass right there and a good finish. Got the old spinach to take that one down. Just spinning it in off the glass. Now get your feet set, Kylie, and shoot this free throw. Looks like Gutierrez checked back in for the Pirates.
And Kylie gets the and one. Duffley's 22-8, 6:56 left in the first half. Mora kicks it in to Vanekamp. Now they kick it back out to Mora off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound Delta. Summers up ahead to Avery Frazier. Then underneath the Huff off the glass. Great teamwork there.
Yeah, these kids don't care who scores as long as they're wearing the Panther colors.
Miller pokes it loose, gets it ahead to Huff. Now to Summers. Jumper good. And a timeout. So before it gets too far out of hand, Englewood's going to call the timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Panthers with back-to-back buckets there in transition after a couple of steals. They go up 26-8 with 6:24 left. And the Pirates called the timeout before Delta really started to run away with it there.
They burned two of their timeouts already, and that's exactly the kind of run that you'd love to see our kids put on right there. Going up 26-8. Sharing the ball, we already have 10 assists in this game. That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is, I think, kind of where Delta has the advantage. It's out there in transition with their speed. Arctic actually stolen by Miller. Miller off the glass is good.
Oh, my goodness, he called a foul after the trailing the playoffs. Any foul, but
didn't either, but
nice steal by Tatum. She got the layup, 14. Turnover, Tatum's got 4. Kylie Huff's already got 12 points in this game.
Third foul on Mora. That's going to check back in. So Miller to the line for a Modern Appliance Company.
She gets it. Tatum's got 5 on the night. Delta's just sitting back in that 2-3 zone. They're not pressing now at all. Up by 21.
Gutierrez gets it into Harkness. Shot no good. Rebound Summers. Harkness went down. Delta's got a 5-on-3.
Flips the basket. She's got 14 now. 5:48 left in the second quarter. Another steal by Taylor. Looking ahead, Tatum.
Underneath to Frazier. Avery misses it, gets it back. Put back no good. There's the rebound. Gutierrez. Now she gets it to Cruz. Now Harkness back to Cruz. Cruz picks it up, gets it over to Harkness on the left side. Harkness has her pass stolen by Frazier. Back out to front. Up. Drops down to Miller. Off the glass. It's good. All night long.
That goes a long way when your kid that's already got 14 points will dump it over to you. The team just keeps getting better. That kind of feeling right there. Look at Avery Frazier. She's a 3-bout Bill Russell in there, kicking it up to Tatum. There's more. Building's break. It is broken. That's it.
That's the lead 35-8. Sparked it. Tried to get it underneath. Knocked away by Frazier. Avery, long pass up ahead to Huff. Kylie pops it off the glass.
Bell's got two assists. Wow, 37-8.
Cruz gets it to Harkness. Now they try to put it inside the Santa Camp. And then underneath the Miller off through the steal. Shot no good. Rebound by Englewood. Cruz tries to get it underneath to Gutierrez. And she'll get the bucket. 37-10 Delta, 4 minutes left in the first half. Buckets by Huff. Timeout called by Englewood. Delta's just out everything in Englewood right now.
That's Englewood's third timeout. Well, look, man, if you're going to press, you got to at least make sure you got somebody back, maybe two. When you're putting this out, I'm having a hard time understanding this, man. This team's 17-6. They're playing. They won most of their games.
So who did they play?
Well, I looked it up today, man. I looked through that league, and they played a lot of people that, in my mind, I mean, they played Manuel. They played Arvada. When you used to see those names, you're like, they were always bigger than I. You know? I mean, and some of them just aren't anymore. I mean, they got those Stapleton schools, those DS. SD, one of those schools, is in their league and so on. But still, I look at a 17-6 team and think, league-wise.
Yeah.
You know, if we're doing this, and if, I mean, all the, I'm not trying to pick on them, but if you're going to press, how about you get two people back at least with up? We haven't shot anything except a layup for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Kylie Huff has got 18.
Well, and 18 points, and on that last bucket when they passed it up to Kylie, there were three Panthers underneath the basket. We could have broken our six in the basket.
Yeah, got it. So this thing is broken loose for sure. And Delta, they're not getting the turnovers out of pressure. Englewood turned it over 15 times. It's all the stuff sitting back in the 2-3 zone.
Samantha Vasquez starts working underneath to, I believe that's Harris, that goes out of bounds.
And they're pressing again, but they got one in the back. Amen to that.
Jay Meyer up ahead to Frazier. Aubrey this time. Back at that pass. Right to get it to Jay Meyer in the left corner. Knocked out of bounds by Englewood. Breezy up to inbound now. Goes to Wilson. Wilson back to Breezy. Three ball for Breezy off the front iron. No good. Rebound Wilson. Can't get that one to go. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball call. And the Pirates will have possession. Joe Harris bring it across the touchline. Joe Nay trying to split the double team and a foul going to be called. Going to be on Delta. On Wilson, or actually Jay Meyer. The Pirates will go to the line for 1-1. 3:18 left in the half. Delta with a 29-point advantage. Front end good.
Englewood 2 out of 3 from the stripe. That's a positive. Three out of four.
Englewood not getting back again, and Delta able to get the easy bucket underneath. That's Aubrey Frazier. Barrett. As it bounced off of David Wilson's foot and out of bounds. funny because some officials call that a kick and others don't.
Well, if it's intentional, if somebody kicks it, you got to call it every time. But
yeah,
you know, something like that, especially off the top of the leg, that's not. It's got to be something where they boot it down low, not just hitting their leg.
Delta trying to trap Cruz on the right side if the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Harkness to Cruz. Cruz is around into Harris. Harris, one dribble off the glass, no good, gets their own rebound. Again, shot no good, rebound by Kaymeyer. Page. Over to Wilson. Wilson now will drive. Over to Huff, Breezy underneath the Frazier. Frazier shot no good. Could have possibly called a foul there. Didn't. Cruz across the time stretch over to Harkness. Harkness works it into Harris. Harris puts it back away in. Little crossover and a travel ball.
17th. Englewood turnover. Here comes Lily. Lily B. Nelson into the game.
Delta sees that Englewood's not rested, so they bring everybody back across the time strike. Paige Kaymeyer gets smelled.
Not a bad decision when you're down by 29 and you're just giving up a solid stream of layups.
Delta works it into Alberg. Alberg's going to be hammered. And she's going to go to the line for two.
If I were going to play our girls right now, I would bank on this passing, this over-the-top dump-down passing, which they do such a great job. And I'd pack it in, make them prove it to me with 10-footers. And I think that's the kind of thing I'd be practicing nonstop. Because you're going to have somebody that's going to watch this film. And you think about the last two or three games that we've watched them play, all these beautiful little draw someone to you and dump it over the top. Can they shoot it? Can they shoot it?
Albert missed the first. Can't get the second either. Harris with the rebound. 4 minutes left in the first half. Harris, basketball. Over to Harkness to stop. Pops up for three. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Harris. Delta gets the ball back. Kaymeyer's bringing it across the side.
I like it. Look at that little spark plug. She hit Brayden Albert from about the top, 5 feet above the top of the key. It's called a foul, I think, on Brayden. Got to be able to shoot that one-on-one. Great little play by Paige, though. She pushed the tempo, saw the opening, jetted one in there to Brayden. Brayden missed the shot.
What I've seen from Paige this year, both playing varsity and JV, she's one of the main players that felt bad all season long. Her vision. She has excellent court vision and she's a natural leader. She knows where everybody needs to be at all times and will tell them where they need to be. And she just gives great direction. She's got a bright future.
That spark plug, yeah.
The parents will make the first one.
4 out of 5 from the strike. Let's give them some due right there. 80% from the foul line.
Well, at this point, that's kind of the only positive they've had.
5 out of 6, 83.3%.
Oh,
look at that pass by Lily B. We might have traveled.
Foul finally going to be called.
Yeah, Lily zipped that. Great pass to Lily. Lily kind of touch passed it over to Avery Frazier. Avery bricked the first one, got her own rebound. Stat batter, that's what we used to call that. That's the most long stat pass. Right there. See if Adrian can knock in her free throws. Shoot two.
Left, he can't get the first one. Can't get the second either. Harris, the rebound. 135 left. Up with a 17-point advantage.
We are 5 of 12 from the free throw line.
Englewood loses the ball. Lily Nelson gets it, and Paige Kaymeyer will be fouled. She tries to pull away. She'll go to the line. She's on an appliance company free throw.
That is the 20th foul called in this half, and I'm going to tell you, that is not how most of the postseason will be called. You get over to the state tournament, they are 90-20 calls.
and a half. They're going to let people bang. I wish they could get used to it right here. Hey, Meyer, fifth is the first. So the winner of this game plays the winner of the Alamosa Severance game going on in Alamosa right now at halftime. Severance is ahead 24-22. Jay Myers had to leave that one in. 6-14 from a strike for the Panthers. Cruz on the left side, back to Harkness at the top. Richardson, good rebound. Nelson up ahead to Jay Myers. Jay Myers to Wilson. Wilson. Baseline is good. Daly's got back for a fast pace right there. Held ahead by 30. I think I said it was 17 before. It's actually now 27, now 30. And the runner in the lane by Harkness is good. She answers. Long pass up ahead underneath to Frazier. Avery has it knocked away. Belton will maintain possession. 45 seconds left in the half. Frazier to inbound. Left side. See Huff, jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound Harris. Harris will bring it across. Harris. Two defenders kicked it out to Harkness. In front of the arc, it's an air ball. Rebound by Vasquez. Cruz, right side. Long pass. This one is going to get away, but gathered in by Vasquez. Now a turnover. Delta's going to give it back. Nope, jump ball call, forced by 3D Hub. Delta will maintain possession with 8 seconds left. Inbound goes to Gaymeyer. Gaymeyer over to Frazier. Avery picks it to Nelson from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by and that is out of the first half. Delta leads 44-16. We'll take a break, and when you come back, I hope to have a special interview. You're listening to Delta Phantom Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Reiner is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Reiner has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Maybe you have a pain in the neck.
Let's take this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified with therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Delta Leafs 44-16. Goodbye, Delta alum Erica Suda. Erica, good to see you. Thank you for joining me up here at the broadcast position.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
Of course. What have you been up to?
Well,
nothing, Mike.
Hanging out.
Doing a little...
Down in Duncan.
Nice. So, you said you're going to CMU maybe next semester?
Yep.
Okay. So, any thoughts of maybe walking on for one of the sports teams up there? I know we're always... But any sort of desire to do that?
Yes.
Even if it's intramurals, right?
Yeah.
So, what basketball game so far? These girls, this year's team, pretty dominant here in the first half.
Yes, very dominant. Good. They still are, which is also nice to see. They're not up on the gas, and that's really good, too. Hopefully, they just keep going.
What do you think of this year's team? Obviously, successful for the last several years. You know, all 4 years you were here, Delta made the Elite Eight. You were a big part of a lot. This is obviously your first year where you aren't playing. But what do you think of this year's team?
Well, I think they did a really good job. Can definitely help. So, two seniors, but it's really fun to see. They have a lot to do with the team. Also fun to see, and I think that they'll do a great job.
The way, you know, it seems the way this program is set up is, you know, it's that old adage, you don't rebuild, you just reload. You know, and Coach Crowder's talked a little bit about that, how, you know, they build the way they built this program is for JP just feed into the varsity. You know, and we see a lot of that with players like Paige K. Meyer, who, you know, is their only true swing player this year, where she played both JV and varsity, and then Lily Nelson coming up for the rest of the season. So, I think the way it's set up just brings that success.
Yes, of course. He's always been big on giving girls opportunities, which is something I really like about Crowder. And those two girls especially, Paige and Lily, this game, watching them was my first time really actually watching them play. Just mind blown how good they are. Like, I knew they would, but, you know, being so young, especially Lily and freshman playing on the varsity court, first few times can be stressful and nerve-wracking, but I did a really good job.
She fits right.
I mean, I guess she fits right the team, which is really cool to see. And Paige, crazy good. So, as a defense is awesome. She's the floor really well when she's dribbling down the court, even with pressure on her. So, true point guard right there.
That's what I've noticed the most about her is just her court vision.
Yes.
For sure. So,
yes.
Well, Erica, thank you for chatting with us. And, you know, if you know, things don't work out in college athletics, you know, whatever. Maybe there's room for you up here at the broadcast table with us.
Yes, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Good luck. Thank you.
Delta
alum Eric Kakuta joining us here at halftime. We're going to take a break, and when we come back to the second half of this basketball game, once again, Delta leads at the half 44-16. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
To believe that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning. Right in the restaurant to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife Cafe in Delta. Fife Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car to your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
And this is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorup, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Our Tanner Von Mitchell back with you here as we wind down halftime. Delta leads 44-16. You know, these Inglewood Pirates hung with our girls for a little bit, but then we broke them.
Absolutely, just pressure and a slow, steady dose of layups. I mean, they didn't get back, time out, and planted a girl in the paint back here, but just for that possession, after that, we kept getting defensive rebounds, kicking it way ahead. The girls for a fast breaker like the old school Boston Celtics here, doesn't even touch the parquet. And it's underneath of it. Here's another one. Kylie Huffman got 18 points to this point. The only Achilles heel I see for these kids is shooting. Yeah, and specifically right now, free throw shooting. But what can you say? I mean, they're slicing this any way you want. 44-16. I look for this to be running clock here when we get to the fourth quarter. So
it'll work with possession to start the second half. And Reese, four, now back out to Harkness. First off with a three ball.
He cuts in a three. That girl touched
Ingram again, and they got that time. Summers over the double team. That's good.
Not right there.
That's a state caliber effort. Taylor's got 8 points tonight. And Kyle playing her in the middle of the zone has got to tell you something about how these girls are defensively. She's as strong as the kick up to Tatum Miller. Miller off the glass. Good. Our position game has been flawless tonight.
Wow. When there's nobody in the other company, it's like running 5-on-0 drills.
And here we go again.
Tatum Miller, another one.
Missed the layup. A little too strong. Cut the offense board. She'll go to the line. Connor Klein company free throws because she wasn't able to get the foot back there. Separate third.
I like how Harkness just kept shooting it. She's knocked in her share. I think she's got 3 threes on the night, and I appreciate that. She's still fighting.
Kylie finds that one. She's been to the charity stripe a few times tonight. Struggling.
That is her sixth shot. She's 3 out of 6. She shoots about a 16-footer. She didn't get right up to the arc there. I think she's real worried about going over. But she hit those balls to put her total up to 20. Good job, Kylie.
15-19, Delta. 7 minutes left on the third. Moran, left side. Tries to get it in to Pennington.
21st shot at Inglewood turnover. They had 10 in that first quarter, and I thought, wow, if we extrapolate this, they're going to have 40. And true enough, they had 20 by halftime. So I hope not, for just the sake of basketball.
Ball knocked out of bounds by the Pirates. Aims to inbound for Delta. Right corner, Summers. Back out to Ames from the right elbow. Summers works it underneath the Frazier. She kicks it out to Ellie. Two ball from just inside the arc at the top of the key.
Ellie Anders putting her name in the book. A nice pass from Aubrey Frazier. Magic used to say a perfect game to him was 30 points, 15 rebounds, 2 points, and a win. And that might be Ellie Anders tonight.
Mora. Cruz loses the handle. Summers with the steal. Frazier. Miller.
Huh?
No good. Rebound Tatum. Put back off the glass. Bucker.
Third offensive rebound. Tatum's got 12 now. 13.
And, you know, I obviously the steam been knocked out of the Pirates here. They're just not even hustling back down the court. Delta, you know, ends up 3-1, sometimes 4-on-1 in transition. And they have the numbers just to get the offensive buckets. That was a long jump shot just inside the arc on the left side by Miller.
Yeah, she's got 15 now.
Mora, little runner from the baseline, good. Long pass up ahead to Huff. She's the only one that was looking for the ball. Her shot's no good. Rebound by Miller. Miller off the glass is good with the putback. She's got 17
on three of three shooting this half.
Mora in a trap. Throws it out to Harkness. Harkness has it knocked away by Huff, but she gets it back. Long lob over to the left side, and Mora. Mora loses the handle. Huff picks it up. Huff going to take it herself. She's going to be fouled and goes to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. 5:01 left in the third.
Kylie got her fourth steal right there. 22nd Inglewood turnover. Kylie going back to the strike.
58-21 before the free throws here. Taking that one off the front iron. The subs for the Pirates now is Julia Moore. We'll check back in as does Samantha Babcock. So, we'll drain that one. 59-21. Mora up across the timeshare. Delta's looking for a full line change here when they sub that.
That'll work. These kids getting this kind of experience in the postseason is going to be great.
Uh-oh.
Little hook there. Taylor got the rebound. Dribbled it out of bounds. Taylor's got 5 rebounds on the night. That's her first turnover.
So we get Avery Frazier, Breezy Huff, Allbird, Wilson, and Daymeyer back into the game.
Check this stat out. We only have 6 turnovers tonight. That's good.
That is
That's good stuff.
Daymeyer has the ball thrown at her feet, but can't come up with it. Mora gets it somehow. She's trapped on the right side. Sure, the right corner. She steps out of bounds. Turnover back to the Panthers.
Still pressing. Anyone still pressing. Down by 38.
You know, I'm looking down at the angle with bench, and they're just kind of throwing their hands up. They don't really know what to do here. Avery Frazier gets the loose ball and puts it in the basket.
Avery getting her name in the book here tonight. She hit that great game winner against Montrose a few weeks ago. Just building. Delta gets this one tonight up 16 straight.
Yep. Delta up by 40 is Harris. Tries to drive between two defenders. She is fouled and will go to the line for two.
And I don't say that with any reservation, any doubt. I'm just saying the game's not over. When it's done, then you count the victories.
Harris drains the front first look. One of our students paying Harris a compliment, saying she's a good free throw shooter.
I think she's only missed, that might be the first miss for her today.
She's missed one other there, but they are 6 of 8. And that was maybe the best line I've ever heard from an audience right there. Complimentary to the other team.
Breezy Hub trying to get it across. Shoots it to Kaymeyer, not for she fouled.
And I think it rattled her. I think it had you got to pass that out in the ACC. Look at all these kids jumping around, twirling target signs and all this stuff. Man, all you got to do is tell them they're a good free throw shooter. That's disconcerting.
Well, it usually works when you say, you know, somebody's 3 for 3 or perfect for from the free throw line and they end up missing.
Huh?
Breezy missed the shot, got it back, put it in
with her left. Little Paul Westfall action right there.
Harris in the paint. Works over Alberg, and Brady going to be called for the foul. Always something to work on, Coach Kyle Crowder giving some constructive criticism there.
Well, there's going to come a time you don't want to see him enter that kind of pass into the paint at all. Just tidying up the defense. You can't take anything for granted. Look, it's a 41-point game, and everybody knows that. But you're trying to concentrate and get the most. You got to keep improving because you want to win some games that are not going to be this much of a blowout for sure. They're going to be like that last Montrose game.
Well, Harris gets that one. You know, Delta, obviously. Ooh, that inbound pass, but the Pirates can't control it after the steal when it goes out of bounds. Like Lily Nelson is going to check in. And she's checking in for Braden Alberg, who's tying her, too. So, but, no, you're absolutely right. Nelson's going to hit, obviously, come up against some much greater competition. Long inbound pass. Avery Frazier tracks it down, goes off the glass. Obviously, the expectation the last several years has been the Elite Eight. That's kind of the expectation this year, but they really want to get farther than that.
And that kid right there that just scored is the absolute wild card on this team because she's so strong and she's big. So if Delta goes up against somebody that's got some true center, that's a dominant kind of player, Avery can cinch that up. I don't know that she knows that yet. She's just young, 10th grader, but she could play. That girl can play. So I'm not shocked when she hits that game winner against Montrose. That's just a step in her development for sure. And I could see her becoming a defensive presence. Being left-handed gives her that natural edge. She's always lined up against most people's strong hand. Her strong hand is the mirror image of theirs.
Moore with the jumper for Englewood. It's 65-25 Delta. Wilson up the near side as she was left to right. Inside Frazier. Avery can't get it. Rebound Nelson. Put back no good. Fight for the rebound. Pirates come up with it. Up ahead to Mora. Mora in traffic. Can't get the jumper. Rebound by Avery. Now to Breezy up and she crosses the time strike back to Frazier. Frazier loses the handle.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want her to play point guard. I'm just saying she can handle the post.
That one, she just got out a little too far ahead of herself there. Lost control of the ball. Cruz across the time stripe. Cruz to Harris. Now she starts working inside. Ball gets away. Out of bounds. Delta basketball. Nice catching up with Erica Kuda at half.
Good, man.
And
good family.
She said she's coming for your job, bud.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No, it was great talking to her. And she's a good kid, good family, like she is. So, Cruz with the steal brings it back across the time stripe. Loose ball picked up by Mora. Mora. Back out to Cruz. Cruz, Delta, really tight with the defense still. Gets a three, picks it up, now bounces it off of Harris's foot. Delta picks it up, out in front. Kaymeyer off the glass, no good, put back by Frazier.
Frazier's got 5 boards on the night, that's her 6th point.
Turns it over, does the Eagles. Frazier again, out in front, working on Harris, picks up the dribble, goes underneath, and Wilson's hammered. Bailey to the line for 2, Modern Appliance Company free throws. 90 seconds left in the third. Delta leads 67-25. Good pass by Adrian over to Bailey right there. Bailey got chopped right across the chop. It's going to be the fourth foul on Samantha Vasquez. Delana Menekin set to come back in the game for the Pirates. Bailey's got five on the night. Here's Braden Albert checking in for Little Frage. Delta's up by 43. Over to Gutierrez and check back in for Harris. Wilson gets the second one. 59-25. Delta definitely going to have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. And Nelson called for a foul. The Pirates try to get the ball on the right side to Mora. That'll be her first.
No quarter restrictions now in the postseason, so Coach Crowder, a great thing with all these kids that have this experience. He doesn't have to worry about Lily playing four quarters of JV before this. Play all you want.
Cruz over to Gutierrez on the left side. She gives it up to Wilson. Bailey underneath to Nelson. Lily off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound by the Pirates. There's your baseball pass. Up underneath to Moore. Can't get the bucket, but she'll go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throw.
Yeah, Amber Cruz, let it fly right there, and you're saying, where's that been all night? Fire that thing away. That breaks that pressure. Ooh, excuse me, a little bit more than what they have been.
Back in 60 seconds left in the third. Moore misses the first free throw. And gets the roll on the second. 69-26, less than 60 here in the third. Delta with the lead. Wilson for three.
Oh, she got blocked.
Yeah,
with the three shooter.
And actually, they're going to say she was on the line, so she's going to be two. Mora calls for her fourth foul, and she'll be exiting in favor of Naomi Vasquez. Wilson scores Delta's 70th point with that free throw.
Bailey, 3 of 3 from the strike tonight. Taylor, 2 of 2, and Tatum's 1 of 1. That's the good stuff. Those are the good ones I mentioned.
Shot no good. Rebound by Wilson. Starts to go underneath to Alberg, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's bounced off of Bailey Huff by Gutierrez. So four Pirates in the backcourt undefended on that inbound. You don't see that very often. Try to work it inside. Cruz ends up with it inside the left arc on the elbow. Now tries to go underneath as it knocks away. Picked up by Moore. Moore back to Cruz. Cruz puts it up. Shot's no good. Lily Nelson going to be called for the push on the rebound.
Lily's getting her money's worth here, getting a couple personal fouls. No problem. Make it three. She's had three of them. Good job, Lil. 24 seconds left in the third.
Inbound goes right to Breezy Huff. Up ahead to Wilson. Bailey tries to get it. I think she's trying to get it to Kamire on the far side. The Pirates knock it out of bounds. Up goes to Alberg, three ball left. Up, gotta say it was on the line. 72-26. Moore.
Every Panther has scored tonight except for Paige Kamire.
They work it in. That shot's blocked. At the end of three, Delta leads 72-26. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Thick seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Danner, Vaughn Mitchell, back with you as Delta World has possession to start the final stanza. Quick update from Alamosa. That score is tied at 32 at the end of three. Winner of this game plays the winner of that one. Alamosa playing Severance. So a turnover by the Panthers. First turnover from Kylie Hoff tonight on that pass. And we are in a running clock here in the fourth quarter. So they work it into Harris. Harris loses the handle, gets it back, gets the bucket. She's strong. She is. Good job by her staying with that one. Miller to Adrian Frazier. Now Aubrey back over to Ames. Ames, 15-footer good.
Ellie's really been shooting it well these last couple. She's real comfortable, confident from about 15 feet. She gives them a little pregame. If she could knock that one in, that would change the dynamic. Then they'd have what they need. They got that outside shooting. They got a big, they got a strong kid that can handle that. And they've got plenty of quickness to deal with what they're going to see here in the postseason.
All went out of bounds off of Delta. The Pirates trying to get it in, get it to, I believe that was Cruz. Shot's good. Ames dribbles away from the trap, gets it over to Miller. She tries to go to Hoff. Summers picks it up. Miller now into Kylie. Kylie in the paint, now underneath the frame. Aubrey can't get the bucket. Rebound by Harris. Harris crosses sign strike. Gets through the double team. Takes it herself. Runner off the glass is good. Once again, Ames with the basketball into Hoff. Kylie back out to Ames. Ellie to Hoff. Up down dribbles in. Kicks it out to Ames. Ellie for three. It's good. Oh, yeah! Ellie's got seven. That's big. I love to see that. I thought it was going in for sure. The rattle threw me, but it ended up falling. So if Ellie can start hitting that consistently, my gosh.
That'll change things. That'll change things up for them. They're going to need that.
So Delta's all smiles as they go with a full line change here. Jeremiah Wilson, Allberg, Adrian Frazier, and Breezy Huff come in off the bench.
Pulling from Paige Kaymeyer to get a bucket here now. Ooh, scoop shot. Got it.
Dalia Moore with the little sister Pete scoop. Breezy across the time stretch. She dribbles in. A little one-handed runner. No good. Rebound by, Pirates came away with the rebound. Loose ball picked up by Kaymeyer. Paige throws it away. Gives it up to Cruz up ahead to Moore. That's a travel. And both Moore and her coach think it was pretty funny. So I love their entertainment. Allberg tries to go underneath. Has it knocked out of bounds? Can't hear what the student section saying, but
Okay, Meyer, over to Hop for three. Good.
That, I, Breezy can hit that. Ellie can hit it from this other wing. That might be what they need to start some of the zones that they'll watch here in the postseason. Nice pass from Page to Breezy.
Cruz with it at the top of the key. Baseball pass to Moore on the left side. No good. Rebound, Avery Frazier. He's got six boards. Breezy Huff loses the ball. And a foul is going to be called on Kaymeyer, I believe. Clock runs with 3:50 left.
Neither team in the bonus here. Nobody shooting a one-on-one.
Lily Nelson back in. Albert will have a seat. Inbound underneath. Picked up by, nope, kicked around. Loose ball picked up by Harris now. Harris kicks it out to Moore. Now around to Harkness for three from the left side. No good.
Breezy Huff. Good job, Breezy Huff. She went down on that play, hustled back up, got to her feet, and ended up getting the board.
Kaymeyer tries to go underneath to Avery Frazier, goes out of bounds off the Pirates. 3:07 left in the game. Left corner, Wilson, three, good.
Wow.
Rain of threes for the
pass. Well, Bailey's got 10 on the night. Of course, when you flip 83, you're going to have some kids that have put up some numbers.
Moore from just inside the arc in the left corner, no good. Rebound, Avery Frazier. Breezy Huff in trouble, needs help. Gets it out to Wilson. Wilson needs to watch out behind her. Gets it up ahead to Avery Frazier. Frazier kicks it out to Kaymeyer. Three put back by Breezy. No good. Can go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws.
I was pulling for Paige right there. She puts that in the book. That's every single Panther that got into this game.
So, it's in effect. Both teams with 16 fouls. Double leads 83-34. With the shooting foul, the clock stops.
She played hard. She played hard tonight. Harkness did.
She's one of their leading scorers. She has range from behind the arc. You know, so. Breezy gets the first.
She's got eight on the night.
Delta ahead by 50. We'll get the second as well. An update on the Alamosa Severance score. Looks like the 5 minutes left in the game. Severance up 37-34. Harris kicks it out to Mora for three. No good. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. So the we're pretty close there, and we're going to get a 5 second violation.
No, she hit the back of the backboard.
So
admitted to the press.
Yeah, I tell you,
they got some work to do.
There's a steal. They finally got a steal out of it tonight, a layup.
But they have not gotten out of this press much tonight.
Well,
get a five count. They just did. Two straight turnovers. That might be the highlight. For Inglewood.
Definitely ripped up, I think. That's for sure.
Two straight turnovers.
Yeah. Something hit the globe. A little bit of a offensive security shot. No good. Rebound by Albert. She's fouled. She'll go to the line for 1-1. So. Clock's still running.
Yeah, that's going to do it. That's going to be the end of the game.
It's the fifth foul for that as well. Clock stops now. Albert
can't get the front end of that. Rebound by Harris. I thought she may have stepped out of bounds. They work it underneath. Avery Frazier off the glass. It's the bucket.
Avery's got eight. Nice little dish from Bailey right there.
This one's going to pop Frazier's head. On the person actually got a hand on it, deflected it off the face of Cruz.
Bailey's got 12 tonight at the Panthers 89. Everybody scored except Paige Kaymeyer, and everybody's got an assist except for Brayden Allberg.
There's where both of them are on the floor. Little directing of traffic. Nelson, Allberg off the pass is good. It's on the play for 91-36. As the coach, the final shot.
Ball game.
And that's the end of the game. So Delta wins 136. He will. This is great. Come back to the coach game. You're listening to Delta Bantam Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from here and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org, Delta Health, a countywide health care system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, thin blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done. Right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Okay, we have for these girls to start the 4A state playoff tournament, or state tournament, if you will. Big victory here today. And everybody, Paige Kaymeyer scored a point.
But she definitely got the action as well, dishing it, getting some steals and that kind of thing. Yes, Delta was paced by Kylie Hoff, who had 21. Tatum Miller had 17. Bailey Wilson had 12. A plethora of others was 6 to 8. Everybody getting a little bit on the scoreboard there, and wow.
Yeah,
that was just a blowout of a team that had 17 wins. So good job to our girls. They're going to wait the result of the Severance Alamosa game to see who they play Friday night.
Yep, the girls will post the winner of that. You're going to want to check your regular outlets for the tip-off time for that one. I'm not sure if we're going to have that game on the monkey or not, but if we don't, we'll obviously be able to find coverage right here on Audio Sports Online. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the boys at Tech Denver tomorrow for their first round of playoff games. Tip-off is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. We'll have that right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score, Delta 91, Englewood 36, Ron Mitchell, I am Mark Cantor. You can listen to Delta Cantor Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night, folks.